This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and also in high definition sound online. It's now 11 o'clock. It's time for tonight's edition of Late Junction with Fiona Torkington.
That is truly disgusting. And I found a couple of the guys responsible for that just wandering the corridors of Broadcasting House. So welcome to Paul Sartin and Pete Flood from Bellowhead.
Hello.
You've got a new album out, and that was a, well, quite a remarkable song, because you managed to wrap up something truly awful in some great music, which is what you do.
Pete, explain yourself. You're responsible for this track.
Oh, OK. Well, I found this broadside in the Bodleian collection, and it's a horrible story about this workhouse governess who used to feed her charges up on black beetle pies. And it's quite wordy, but you know, we chopped it down to a few verses and tried to retain the kind of sense of outrage and scandal that's in the original.
But it's a true story, is it?
It's a true story. Well, I mean, I don't know. This comes from one of the Seven Dials broadsheet sellers, and I think there are only two broadsides from this particular fellow in existence, so it could be that he was just a fantasist.
And was the purpose of these broadsides really to tell people about the awful things that were going on?
Well, I think broadsheets or broadsides were the olden day equivalent of our tabloids now, and so they were very sensationalist, and if there was a gruesome murder or some scandal, that would make it onto the broadsheets within, you know, 24 hours. And the broadsheets were, the hacks were mostly based in London, but in fact most cities had some as well. And the broadsheet houses would publish these sheets, which would then get distributed in towns and at country fairs and so on, and end up plastered on pub walls and so on. And people would learn the words, and some of the broadside songs then got disseminated into the oral culture as well and became part of what we call the folk culture.
And your new album is called Broadside, so you've been delving around and finding lots of new material, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've always been interested in broadsides, even though they've got very flowery tabloid purple kind of language. But yeah, we've done various ones on all our albums, but it kind of felt like time to really make that connection, you know, public, to really sort of push that to the fore.
And broadsides, they've been something that the folk community have in the past ignored a little bit because they've smacked a bit too much of art, music or literacy, when actually they're an integral part of the British traditional music and song, really, aren't they?
Mm, absolutely.
You do happen to sell out pretty much wherever you go, and you've got a great following. You've brought a lot of people into listening to folk and traditional music who perhaps hadn't encountered it before. What are the challenges for you of arranging for a band the size of Bellowhead?
I don't think of it in terms of challenges. I think it's an absolute joy just to have this. I mean, you know, when I joined the band, I came to it from a very kind of contemporary composition background, and just this opportunity to have an 11-piece ensemble to write for was beyond my wildest dreams. So it's still a joy, and actually, I mean, the challenge is, well, now that we're a kind of known force and we have a sound, maybe the challenge is to kind of break out of the mould a little bit. So hence the marimbas and strange instrumentation of that last track.
I think also it's a bit of a challenge taking often archaic texts and making them relevant or modernising them for a contemporary audience. And the same goes for some of the tunes as well, really. And what we're trying to do is just present the music in a way that's palatable to modern and listening tastes. And I think that's perhaps where we're by no means unique in doing that. I think most of the folk world is trying to do that, but we're lucky. We've just struck a chord somewhere, I think.
And you're about to tour, as ever. So that takes
yes,
you pretty
much
up to...
Yes, we're off in a couple of weeks' time for our annual three-week November tour of England and Scotland. We're going up as far as Inverness this time, which is a new departure for us, about which we're very excited, aren't we, Pete?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, we've already got our thermal underwear packed.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the very, very best of luck with the new album and have a great time touring. And I guess we can find all the details on your website.
Yes, bellowhead.co.uk. We're doing a big launch date in London at the Roundhouse on the 7th of November, so that's a big thing to look out for, I think.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad we found you. Thanks so much.
Thanks
for having us. I know we'll be playing more tracks off the album. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Well, next tonight here on Late Junction, Jeff Buckley recorded in 1993 at the Chenet Bar in New York City. This is Van Morrison's Sweet Thing.
First, and I will drink the clear, clean water for to quench my thirst. And I shall watch the ferry boats and they'll get high, high, high on a blue ocean against tomorrow's sky. And I will never ever grow so old again. And we will walk and talk in gardens all misty wet with rain. Oh, sweet thing, sweet thing. Oh, my, 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 my. Streets and cry. Well, it's me, I'm dynamite, and I don't know why. And you will hold me strongly in your arms again. Pretty babe, I will not remember that I ever felt the pain. Talking gardens on misty wet with rain. And I will never ever grow so old again. Oh, sweet thing. To the midnight sky and count all the lights that's shining up in your eye, just to dig it all and not to question, well that's just fine. Just to dig it all and never wonder, well that's just fine. And I'll be satisfied not to read between the lines. And we will walk and talk in gardens all misty wet with rain. You know we will someday. We, you and me, will walk and talk in gardens all misty wet with rain. Oh, you and me. We will walk and talk. So misty wet with rain, and we will walk in gardens of misty wet with rain, and we shall walk in Your dreams will bring you sweeter things. Sweet, sweet, sweet thing. Oh, sweet thing, don't you? Tell you how much I love you.
To have been there. That was Jeff Buckley, recorded at Chennai in New York City in 1993 with Van Morrison's Sweet Thing. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Fiona Talkington. Now for some 1950s jazz, Congo style. Ratelet, Franco, Vicky Logomba, Jean-Serge Jassous and Lando Rossignol in their version of a playground skipping game, Anduko Luchuma.
Divisé par deux, égale en zetena. Oh, deux par deux, divisé par deux, divisé par deux, égale en zetena. Moins deux fois deux, égale à quinze. Batoni meke na lopango, basepelaka, tango ya bomwana. Baloba, baloba, emotie, ebale, ekomiluwa luwa. Baloba, 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 emotie, ebale, ekomiluwa luwa. Babina, 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 esatoe, eneye, ekomiluwa luwa. Babina, 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 esatoe, eneye, ekomiluwa luwa.
Somewhat different from those children's games I was playing you from the BBC archive a few weeks ago. I'm glad you like those as well. That was 1950s Congolese jazz from the pen of bass player Ratelet. Those intrepid non-stop travellers' show of hands have got a new CD out. As ever, it's finely crafted songs inspired by a passion for life and humanity. And of course, there's brilliant playing too by Steve and Phil and guests. The CD is called Wake the Union, and from that, this is a song about some of the wreckage left behind by the Hurricane Katrina.
Coming till it was too late. Some may call it arrogance, and others call it fate. But in my darkest moments, I never did foresee what fell the day Katrina took my love from me. Our house felt like a fortress, and we'd be safe inside. I didn't need the warnings, her protests I denied. Until the sea reclaimed the land, and land became the sea. On the day Katrina took my love from me. We clambered on the rooftops and held on for our life. All hell broke loose around us and swept before our eyes. One moment she was in my arms, the next she'd broken free. And so it was, Katrina took my love from me. Don't put your trust in leaders, engineers, and fools. They built the levees, drained the swamps, and broke all nature's rules. But never did they stop to think how bad the worst can be. Until the day Katrina took my love. The waters have receded now, once more the city run. They say they'll mend the levees, but my heart is cold and numb. There's emptiness inside me where my true love used to be. Since the day Katrina took my love from me. Thank you.
is it worth it? A new winter coat and shoes for the wife, and a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boys said, Dad, they're going to take me to task. But I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed in the results of this shipbuilding. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, when we could be diving for pearls. Spread around town, a telegram or a picture postcard. Within weeks they'll be reopening the shipyards and notifying the next of kin. Once again, it's all we're skilled in. We will be shipbuilders. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, when we could be diving for pearls. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life.
June Tabor's Shipbuilding, which comes from her album Ashore. And the pianist there was Hugh Warren. And that followed Jana Vinderen, whose sea recordings I've been playing you all week. And Show of Hands, first of all, there with Katrina, which comes from their new album Wake the Union. Phil Henry was on dobro there, by the way, someone you've heard lots here on Late Junction. It's no coincidence that Phil and Steve have won so many awards for their live performances. They are truly brilliant on stage, and they'll be on their way home from Basingstoke right now. They're in Poole tomorrow and Yeovil on Saturday, and life is fairly non-stop for them during November, from Kendal on the 8th right through to Birmingham Town Hall on the 30th, and then the Great British Folk Festival in Skegness on Saturday, the 1st of December. Now, this is an Edinburgh duo called Aging Children.
Thank you.
Well, that's the sound of a young trio called Moskus, who only graduated from Conservatoire this summer, and they've already made their London debut a couple of weeks ago at King's Place. So good luck to them. They really deserve it. That was a track called Farlig Norsk Hengebru, which means Dangerous Norwegian Rope Bridge. And they were the third piano trio I've played this week as Late Junction's contribution to the BBC piano season. And before them, the Edinburgh-based duo Aging Children and a track from them called Kennel Club. The composer Dmitry Yanovsky comes from Uzbekistan, and one of his works is a reworking for eight cellos and percussion of the 13th century composer Perotin's Biderunt Omnes. Perotin, first of all here, sung by Tonus Peregrinus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music inspired by Perotin's Biderunt Omnes, written by the Ukrainian composer Dmitry Yanov-Yanovsky. And it was performed there by the Swiss-based Celli Monghetti, eight cellists with percussionists Mivo Hara and Brian Dungan. And just before that, Tonus Peregrinus performed Perotin's own music. Now, Kathleen McInnes is a Scottish Gaelic singer, and this is her version of a traditional song called Snow on Dromochta. It's the story of a man who ran away after shooting the landlord who'd confiscated his wife's kettle when they had no money for rent.
Skal nach gaing an jiko Roon bach bdei bader bioi Varaing fiol gucht is sian An lanach fiach an glog Varaing fiol gucht is sian An lanach fiach an glog Vidding fe har na moni, sveding brich as na loing. Vidding fe har na moni, sveding brich as na loing. Lishad na chvi ir mi asig skangalir gom o vrog. Lishad na Bied mi esig sgawn gylir gom o frog Sgawn gylir gom i sasgawr Mnal o'r ag yn bat yn amgol Sgawn gylir gom i sasgawr Mnal o'r ag yn bat yn amgol Hasniach gydd drymwach gyr Ffarom i cwalach yn bol Hasniach gyd rymwach gyrff ar om i cwalach yn bod. Sawnt yn i anferd o'n ach i a hwg mi trama gys mi o.
That's the McMaster Hey Duo, Mary McMaster playing harp, Donald Hay on drums, and a track called Aired Ranters from their new album called Hook. And they followed on from Kathleen McInnes with Rick Taylor playing trombone, Snow on Dromochter. And you'll find the details of all the music I'm playing here on Late Junction on the Late Junction playlist. That's on the Radio 3 website, and if you need any help with that, that's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. This is Carolina Chocolate Drops, Lights in the Valley. Infectious sound of Carolina Chocolate Drops and Lights in the Valley. That comes from a compilation called Mercyland. Well, I've got one more piano trio for you this week. This is a German-Canadian-Spanish trio featuring Benedict Yarnell on piano, Antonio Miguel on bass and Owen Howard on drums. Their new release is called Equilibrium, and from that here's a number called Gently Understood. Thank you. Well, there's one for the BBC piano season that you know the tune. The pianist was Nina Simone, and she followed on from the Benedict Yarnell Trio, who've got a new CD out called Equilibrium, and that was a number called Gently Understood. Almost time for me to go. A reminder that tomorrow night on World on 3, there's a session with Mishkin's Ruby Warblers. And on Monday night at this time, Jez Nelson introduces the American trumpeter Wardado Leo Smith. Now, among the musicians appearing at the Life M Festival at King's Place at the end of the month and into November is Geir Jensen, best known as Biosphere. So I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with the music of his recorded in 2007 at the Arnold Feeney in Bristol. You'll find full details of the Life M Festival on the King's Place website. Meanwhile, here's Biosphere and Birds Fly By Flapping Their Wings. Good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3, Through the Night with me, Nicola Hall, bringing you a concert now by the Slovenian Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra under conductor Günter Pichler. The programme starts with a crowd pleaser, a Rossini overture, and then we'll hear a bassoon concerto by Vivaldi and the Prague Symphony by Mozart. Rossini dashed off operas effortlessly. His habit of recycling and his formulaic overtures helped the process. But unusually, the overture to La Gazza Ladra was overdue. The promoter allegedly locked Rossini in a room to ensure it was completed, and Rossini threw each page out of the window in turn as he finished them, so that rehearsals could start.
Thank you.
the overture to The Thieving Magpie by Rossini, played by the Slovenian Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra. Vivaldi wrote huge quantities of concertos for many solo instruments, the violin, flute, cello and mandolin, also for the newer instruments of the day, the clarinet and oboe. But the bassoon seems to have been a particular source of inspiration for him. He wrote almost 40 bassoon concertos. Here's his concerto in E minor. Thank you.